Lesson 1, Mapping the Arabic Language. The aim of this lesson is to present a map of the Arabic language. This actually has several benefits. The first is that we gain an overview of the task at hand, and we get a deeper understanding of the endeavor which we're about to begin. The second is that we establish a framework or a file cabinet for future learning. One of the difficulties of the Arabic language is that we learn concepts or we learn principles, but we have no idea where they fit in the general scheme of things. Well, this map will allow you to better organize the knowledge which you will hopefully gain throughout the rest of this text. This particular text will focus on verb and noun conjugations. Before moving on, you should be able to draw out the map of the Arabic language on a blank piece of paper and explain the principles present in lesson number 1.